Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Star Center Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and tonight on Hercules and the Space Gods, I am proud to be interviewing Celeste Appel and Tracy Lynn Kennedy of the Unarius Academy of Science about the 69th anniversary of Unarius. Greetings and welcome, ladies. How are you?
Hi.
I'm doing great, Hercules.
Doing great, Hercules. How are you?
Wow, it's been 69 years already.
Yeah.
Would you care to share
a little bit of time?
Yes, it is. Would you care to share a little bit of the history of Unarius so that folks who aren't familiar can get an overview of the wonderful service that you provide humanity?
Sure. So Unarius was founded 69 years ago in 1954 by Ernest and Ruth Norman, and we know them by their spiritual names as Raphael and Uriel, and they're two cosmic visionaries who met and shortly thereafter got married in around February 14th, 1954, and their sole purpose was to advance humanity forward with an understanding, an interdimensional understanding of ourselves as spirit beings, and bring together a joining of science and spirit. They both had incarnated many times on planet Earth to bring humanity forward, whether it was Jesus of Nazareth or Socrates, just so many lifetimes. And each time they did what they could do to bring forward a new teaching to help humanity. And in this lifetime, they worked in conjunction with, we call them the hierarchy, two other advanced cosmic visionaries. The being we know as Nikola Tesla, his spiritual name is Michael, and the woman who lived the life of Joan of Arc in other lifetimes, and her spiritual name is Muriel. And they all incarnated in the last century, in the 1900s, to bring in conjunction this advanced scientific healing science for all of us to learn how to progress as spirit beings and learn how to heal ourselves and have this interdimensional understanding. So it's been wonderful 69 years. They've made tremendous progress with all of us on planet Earth and laid down a foundation for any soul to be able to progress themselves spiritually and learn how to heal themselves through the science of past life therapy. And there's much more that Celeste can add to it than what I just gave, the basic foundation.
Well, thank you for providing the basic foundation. Celeste, do you have anything you'd like to add to what Tracy shared?
Well, both Ernest and Ruth, who at the time had recently, within the last few years, lost one of her recent husbands, met at the psychic convention. It was the first time either one of them had attended in Los Angeles. And it's quite interesting because Ruth had just been told by a psychic that she saw all these lighted beings in her aura. And, of course, she was really excited about that and that she had great work that she was going to help do. And Ernest Norman was standing nearby, and he heard this, and he had psychically for a number of years known that there was work that he was to do and that there were books that he was going to write, but neither one of them consciously knew the great work they were going to undertake, because that actually would have been kind of an interference. They were directed by that higher advanced intelligence that each one of them was overshadowed by, the archangels. So they got together and went out within a few days, and in the drive to a nearby city, when they were on their way back, Ernest started reciting this beautiful poetry that became the first book, The Elysium, and there was another one that shortly followed called The Anthemium.
Anthemium, yes.
Shorthand from one of her many past jobs that she'd done in her lifetime, and she started taking it down longhand, and they were real curious where it came from, and they finally realized that it was channeled through Ernest consciousness through a higher being, Elijah, and that began Ernest bringing through the core teachings of Unarius. I believe there were 15 books of the core teachings, and a couple of them are more testimonial books. And one of the main things that he did was, for only one time in 1956, he gave a series of lectures. They rented a church hall, and the students that were studying at that time came, and he would tune in and bring through the fundamental teachings about Unarius, the understanding of these principles that are based on just not physical science, but take it a step further, interdimensional understanding of science, the joining of science and spirit. And there'd be question and answer. And Ruth had the forethought to, they had a big reel-to-reel tape recorder to record them, which was fantastic. So after the series of 13 lectures, which he gave out so much of his higher self that he never did this again, but it really formed the foundation for the core understanding of Unarius. So they started, Uriel learned to transcribe, and they produced by mimeograph to start with, and bound little booklets with each of the individual lessons, and then eventually it was put together as a book, and Ernest Norman set and wrote an additional 7 advanced lesson courses that were added to the 13 that were the transcriptions of the original lectures. And that book is called The Infinite Concept of Cosmic Creation. And because we have the original recordings, they were converted to digital and cleaned up. So that is not just available as a book, but you can also listen to the voice of Ernest Norman, the first 13 lessons, and then Uriel read his 7 advanced lessons. And then we've also made videos of them. And particularly the advanced lesson course is got wonderful graphics and motion illustrations. And so it really adds to the words to see it graphically portrayed. And we have a Vimeo channel. Unarius has got a number of our videos, because we started producing those in late 70s. And so the lesson course and the advanced lesson course are all there. We're not charging right now. And so you can go and you can watch them at any time. And they're wonderful introduction to what Unarius is all about. And also there's this tremendous projection of healing energies that is carried through from the higher consciousness that's imbued into these videos. And so this is just a fantastic thing that anyone in the world can watch these videos now.
Yes, Unarius is very generous in sharing its lore with people. And it's available freely, not only on Vimeo, but on YouTube as well. And there are websites with audio recordings. So it's very easy to find the wisdom of Unarius and to access it. So I thank the organization for that, because that's a wonderful boon.
One of the things that's interesting about the lesson course is Celeste was talking about the transition from the recording the original lesson is over the years as technology has improved. The original lesson course is, you know, we had the audio and then students made slideshows out of it. So we still have original slideshows that went to along with the recordings with visuals from 40 years ago or, you know, 50 years ago, 40 years ago. And then we went the transition to video from what was available at that time. And now that digital recording is available, we're able to get much more, add more motion to the lesson course. And one student, Kevin, has worked on updating the visuals on the lesson course for the last 30 years. And
wow.
As the technology gets better and better, the audio continues to be cleaned up so it's clear. The visuals continue to be improved. And as Celeste mentioned, he just finished the advanced lesson course, which took him about 5 years. And the visuals on that are just phenomenal, because there's so much more information available that also help validate these principles that the moderator, we call him the moderator, Ernest L. Norman, brought through 67 years ago, or 66 years. I can't do the math. But anyway, that's what's so fascinating, is that this information, these principles that he brought through, are timeless. They're interdimensional. They're not dated back to 1956. They're for our progressive evolution in the future on our planet and where we are right now. So it's really fascinating to watch and to listen to and to learn from.
Yes.
Sometimes people ask us, but don't you have new books? And we have contact still with the spiritual teachers on the inner worlds and the space brothers on the other 32 worlds several times a year, and that is new information. But as Tracy said, these teachings are timeless, and so they're for our future, not just for the beginning of Unarius. I really, they're opening a door for everyone to expand their consciousness, because each time you read it, potentially you can gain more. And I know I've read things from years ago or many times, and then you read something again, it's like, wow, I don't remember reading that before. And it's because, you know, you've grown in your understanding so that you gain more from it. So the information is very, very valuable, because we take it to a level where it's not just like in school where you learn something and, okay, I know this, you know, I can repeat it back or I can give a lecture. It's how do you make it a part of yourself? How do you apply it in your life? How do you personalize it? Because that's how you truly learn, and that's how you advance forward. So Uriel, when Ernest Norman completed his part of the mission, he made his transition at the end of 1971, and he knew that was coming. And Uriel, during the second phase of the mission, it became much more public. They had kept to themselves to make sure that they could complete this work, and they'd gotten quite a list. They had over 12,000 home study students that we have a record of that they would send out dissertations to and announce when new books were available, and made audio recordings of the books as well as having them in print. But Uriel made the Unarius mission much more public, because that was the next phase. And I had a lot of interaction with the media, and in particular, she got the students involved in understanding that they needed as a group in particular to work out these past cycles that they were worked against the light and the mission and the spiritual teachers in a negative way, from a civilization on Earth called Lemuria to Atlantis and Egypt and Greece and on down to modern times. And she initiated the filming of what we call psychodramas, where we have psychodramas that people can watch up in our video channel. And the students had some idea of what they were going to enact as scenes portraying their group karma together in these past lifetimes. And they made costumes and props and such, but there was not a script. And so what would happen is the students would tune in to their own inner guidance and higher self. And if they were open, they would just start talking and the scene would unfold, and they were actually portraying thoughts and emotions as they interacted together from potentially thousands of years ago. So it was a great healing process, because they were able to outpicture and see themselves as they were. And when they could accept that and have remorse that perhaps I didn't make the wisest decisions, and then there was a tremendous healing energy potentially for those students. So our best known psychodrama is called The Arrival, meaning the original arrival of the Space Brothers on Earth during the time of Lemuria over 60,000 years ago. And this was actually shot in 16mm film, and we have we've had it on video for many years and shown it on public access channels and available for sale. And we've had it transferred from the film and cleaned up, and it's made a tremendous difference in what you can see in the detail in the film and what you can hear. But for our future, that will be cleaned up even more, and it will be shown out potentially in independent theaters across the country and streamed. So that's very exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting. I've benefited certainly from reading and experiencing the Unarius information that's available online, and I have a vast Unarius library that takes up a couple of shelves and that I consult often. I found that Unarius delivers on its promises. Unarius has said many times that by reviewing the information, you can access better the actual sources of the information. I found that to be true. And I guess most dramatically, when I was reading Return to Atlantis, I started getting contact with Herodotus, or Herodotus, as the English people would say. And the first thing he did to prove who he was, who he said he was he explained to me baffling passages that I found in his histories and explained them very, very clearly. So I trusted the source of information. Then I asked him a question. He asked me a better question. And so the relationship began. But Unarius did deliver. It said that you can experience these places directly, and I have. I don't remember everything I experienced, but I do remember some of what I experienced, and it's changed my life.
And that's a wonderful demonstration of how Unarius works, because you have quite a understanding and history of grief. That's your background in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. Your family, culture, and history. But it's also, you have a tremendous amount of past lifetimes at that time, and Herodotus was one of the Greek philosophers. However, anybody can access their past lives, and what's so exciting is that we have all lived in many, many different civilizations, not only on planet Earth, but on other planets throughout the Milky Way galaxy. And as we progress and study and raise our frequency through the healings that we have and our receptivity, we have these advanced beings who are overshadowing each and every one of us, and they're constantly sending ray beams of love and light to us, and you can call them like your guardian angels, but they're constantly projecting this love to each and every one of us. And as the more open we are in questing, like you demonstrated and talked about, the more insight and answers we can get to all these past lives that we've lived. Well, what Unarius teaches is that as we are open to that, and as you know, we're going through a specific problem or issue in our life, we can get flashes of insight and actually see what past lifetime we were involved in and how it affected us in a negative way. But we also know that we have a development. What our ultimate goal is to continually build our higher self so we can become more clairvoyant, more psychic, more free, more at peace of mind, more creative, receive more inspiration. Is as we see these past lives and how we potentially misuse energy, we also can have flashbacks and see where we had very positive lifetimes, where we actually were open to the spiritual teachings that were presented to us at the time, where we learned how to do different creative endeavors. And that manifests itself. Not only we are living on these non-atomic planes, but we're getting these teachings and we're open to this on the seven planes of Unarius, which is one of the things that Unarius teaches, whether it's science, philosophy, education, healing, creativity. There's all these different aspects where we can learn and continue to learn how to grow and become a whole being, so we're not so fragmented in our consciousness, not so distraught or frustrated or have physical problems. We can understand that there's a past life cause, both positive and negative, and how to rectify that so that we can become freer in our consciousness. And that's the beauty of what Unarius principles provide people, is the tools to better ourselves using logic and reason and understanding the science of cause and effect. And, you know, you quested about ancient Greece and Atlantis and what you wanted to learn, and you got your answers. And you're what is called, and all of us are to whatever degree, preconditioned soul, where you've awakened to your higher self because you recognize you've had this information in previous lifetimes. So you're ready for it. And every one of us on planet Earth have had these teachings before. There's no such thing as death. I mean, air seeds is a continuity of life, and we can all, when we're open to our higher selves and open to these spiritual teachings and these brothers, we can recognize and see, that's why I have these certain issues, because I did such and such in a past lifetime. And you know, you may become, you may incarnate and be a fantastic artist, but you just didn't learn that in this lifetime. You build it up from lifetimes where you painted, you worked as a masonry, you worked as an apprentice. In between lifetimes, you got teachings, you know, on the inner, we call it, on these, you know, higher non-physical planes, and that's why you have developed that particular skill. So it's, Linares is so vast, and that's one of the things that I've always loved about it. From day one, when I started studying it, there was never a question that I had in my mind that if I didn't earnestly ask that question, that I would not, that I've always gotten the answers to it. It may not be right away. It may take a couple days. It may take a couple weeks. It may take a couple years. But it's such a vast interdimensional science that's complete, and there's nothing like it that compares to it that I've ever seen. And it's accessible to everybody. As you mentioned, Hercules, that information is freely available for anybody, anywhere. It's not exclusive to, you know, students here in San Diego, El Cajon, studying in areas. It's open to everybody around the world, interdimensionally, actually on other planets throughout the galaxy.
Oh, certainly. And I found that the greatest gift that Unarius has given me is freeing me from Earth culture. Whereas before I learned information associated with earthly terrestrial cultures, I found that the origins of this information are cosmic. And it lifted me from the program cycles of, I guess, being Greek or Italian and Mediterranean. And all the dysfunctional aspects of that, and it allowed me to transcend it and free myself from it to a great degree and to embrace these truths on a more cosmic level. So for that, I'm forever grateful.
Well, I think the fundamental understanding when you get down to it is everything is energy, and we know that from our Einstein, you know, energy can't be created or destroyed, so... You know, our body's made up of atoms, and what is atoms? Atom is a third dimensional ending of this fourth dimensional and higher vortex of energy. So we're really spiritual beings, and all of us are interconnected with this source, the spark, the cosmos, the infinite creative intelligence. So we're all brothers and sisters. So it's kind of silly that we have all these geopolitical divisions and fights mm-hmm. on our planet, warring and such, and division by race and ethnic groups, because at the source of it, if everything is energy, we're far more alike than we're different. And because we've lived so many lifetimes, not just on the Earth world, but as you two mentioned, on other planets, we have been through being perhaps a different race, for sure, and a different ethnic group, and have ancient lives in China and lives on these other planets. And so we've learned from that experience, and that forms the core of who we are, all those many, many experiences, and why we have certain attractions or repulsions to a group of people now, or to a certain country now, or a certain time of history. That is all part of our own personal history. And sometimes things that we're most attracted to, we've had the most traumatic experience there, and we reattract ourselves to it to learn more from it, because there is lessons that we haven't learned well yet. Same thing with families. Our family members are not new to us. The reason we're attracted to them is that we've had interactions with them in previous lifetimes, perhaps opposite roles in the family. Maybe this lifetime you're the mother and you've got children, but in the past lifetime, maybe one of those children was your mother or your father. And perhaps people that you work with were relatives of yours in the past, or they could have been, and same in family, could have been enemies on the battlefield. But there's a common energy connection that attracts you back to those souls, and there's things that you relive together as a group or as two individuals that cause a great affinity with that soul or love with that soul. And then there's times when there may be conflict, or there may be someone that you can't stand, or that immediately, even though, you know, you've tried to be friends with them or work with them, there's always rubbing what we call sandpaper, conflict. And there's a reason, as Tracy mentioned, there's always a past life cause to see. So one of the key principles that Nereus teaches with this continuity of life, and we're energy beings, and that there's a past life cause to everything going on in the present, is that if there's something that you're seeing outside of yourself that you really like or you really dislike, there's something that is within you that resonates, that's mirroring out. You couldn't see that unless it's a part of you, and we call that the mirror reflection. And that's a great thing to begin to understand without knowing specifically a past life, that if I'm seeing something, say I'm watching something on a streaming channel, or I'm seeing something out there in the news and I have some strong emotional reaction to it, there's something there that I'm relative to see. And the minute you see that, it begins to help you to be more objective and not so emotional with the situation. Because when we're emotional, we're just being dictated to by those emotions, and we're not able to move forward, and they're causing us to have a block to receive that inner inspiration or new wisdom, new insight. So I love you, Nereus, for that, especially in this time that we live, because every single day you look on your phone at the news and you go, oh my gosh, look at what happened now. And you know, there's positive things too that are happening, but more so the media tends to focus on a lot of the things going on that one wouldn't call positive, and the world seems to be quite in a pickle right now. So I really, really appreciate that understanding I have with Nereus to not be sucked into that negative vortex of energy and go down with all the emotions that come up, fear, anger, et cetera.
I also appreciate that Nereus take responsibility for the world. It is so rare these days for people to take responsibility for the world. So I really admire you, Nereus, for doing so, and also for encouraging people to be creative, because in my view, creativity is our most divine ability, because we're taking something that's fuzzy in our heads and we're making it real in the here and now in the physical world. So that's divine. So Nereus encourages people to sing songs, to write, to act, to do all sorts of different things that allows them to manifest their creative powers and cultivate the creative powers.
And that's a really important concept. And as we work out our path through this process of past life therapy, we're open more to that inspiration, because our energy body is oscillating at a higher frequency. And when we are open to inspiration through this creative process, what happens is that higher intelligence, we're overshadowed by these advanced higher beings. That energy flows through our consciousness and goes out, and other people feel that and feel an upliftment. And the best example is the Mona Lisa, which was inspired and overshadowed by Leonardo da Vinci and his higher self, Archangel Michael. But when he painted that painting, he was painting Uriel, the higher self of Uriel, on the inner. And to this day, it's the most famous, most beautiful painting in the world. And when people see it, they feel that frequency, they feel that higher love, because it's regenerative in nature. And that's something that we all have the ability to do. But we either don't believe we're creative, we don't give ourselves a chance to try, we're too blocked off from and it doesn't have to be a painting. It can be anything that we do. It can be being a parent, and the way that you lead and take care of your children can be an inspiration to the children that grow up and believing in themselves and believing that they have a higher self. And they may not, you know, the mother or the father may not use those terms, but encourage their children to grow up and believe that they have this ability to be of service, to be kind, to be creative and to express creatively. And another, which you talked about, another very important aspect is taking responsibility for yourself. There is no such thing as victims, and yet that's hard concept for people to believe when you see so many of the horrible things that happen on our planet. But wherever we are, in whatever situation we encounter, and whatever a car accident, or you end up in war, or whatever it is, you're attracted to that situation because unresolved energy within your past life. And while you may be actually a victim in that circumstance, it's because of something that you were a part of in past lifetimes, one or more past lifetimes. So many of us have been involved in war. This is a warring planet. There's been, in the history, recorded history of our planet, something like less than an hour of, time when our planet was, entire planet was at peace and not at war. So that right there, and I don't know the exact statistic on it, but I've read that many, many times, is, demonstrates that we all collectively, our karma is we're warring people. And so we're going to attract these situations that are not very conducive to healthy physical anatomy, to different things happening because we've been involved. We've either murdered people because we didn't like the way that they believed, they thought differently than us, and wanted to convert them to whatever religion or whatever thought system, and that's still going on. So this understanding and acceptance of we're responsible for ourselves, whatever situation we're in, and that there is no such thing as a victim, it's very difficult when you're in the middle of those situations to believe in that, but when you finally do accept that, it makes it much easier to be much more objective with the situation and say, wow, that was something I never want to, experience again, but boy, I learned a lot from that. And I can see that that's from my past lifetime. And it frees your consciousness and raises your frequency. And, as you do that and have that healing with a tremendous amount of help from the Nereus brothers, it helps other people to say, well, how did you go through that experience? And you're not angry, you're not upset, you're not, and you're healthy and your life has changed. How did you go through that? It's because of that underlying principle of we're energy beings. You misuse energy in the past. It comes to roost in the present. But that understanding in the past life healing, it changes the frequency. It removes that negative, those negative waveforms. You're oscillating the higher frequency. Feel better, and everyone around you feels better because of that process. So I'm giving a very basic overview that's very scientific and very detailed and involved, but again, being honest with yourself, being honest with what you're going through, what you're feeling, the emotions that you're having, taking responsibility and knowing that you have help and you can better yourself, which helps change the whole world. We can't change people outside of ourselves. We can change ourselves, and that in turn influences other people without us doing anything conscious mind to change other people.
Very true, and you said a very important thing in that being honest is very important, and some of the activities of Unarius, like journaling, really keep you honest because you're noticing how often you go in and out of negative states throughout the day and what your reactions are. So that's really eye-opening and humbling.
I think one of the things that keeps coming to mind is, Tracy mentioned several times, there's really no victim, but there's no limitations as to what you can learn and what you can overcome. And that is just tremendous because there's no beginning and end truly in infinite consciousness. These higher beings are continuing to evolve, and that is mind-boggling because we can't even really understand their advanced consciousness, but they're still continuing to evolve. The other wonderful thing that I loved is that these beings are always there for us as you learn to quiet your mind and go within, and we have ways that we do that with listening to, say, beautiful poetry or reading the Nereus texts that uplifts us or watching the videos. Other people may find that they go for a walk in nature, they listen to, certain types of music that is very uplifting for them, and they can start to hear their own thoughts per se and have more of a sense of peace. But what happens is that we realize that we're not alone, that these beings are constantly there working with us, and that we each have our own individual beings that are working with us, but in general, what we're trying to do by developing this ability to use our mind in a more creative way and to attune to these higher beings in this higher realm is that eventually we're preparing so that we don't have to keep incarnating and come back in these material worlds and live in this low state of consciousness. We're trying to change changing our energy body to a higher vibratory rate, a higher frequency, so that particularly when we go over after our lifetime to the other side, our energy body, our true soul, be attracted to one of these teaching centers on the spiritual worlds where we can continue to progress. And so that's the whole idea, is to keep progressing and moving forward. And we have retrogressed a number of lifetimes. That's why some of us who are old souls are still on this earth world and still facing ourselves, so to speak, with the karma that we've incurred. So we've been given as Unarius students, those of us who are actively studying at the Unarius Center, a wonderful opportunity this lifetime to work together in a positive way, as well as working out individually, so that we can turn around the negation of stopping the forward mission of these spiritual teachers in the past epochs of time. As I mentioned, whether it was Lemuria, Atlantis, there's always been a plan for these advanced beings to help this earth world in particular to become a higher plane of existence, which is going to happen. That plan is moving forward. And what we're seeing on this planet now is like the last remaining vestiges of this negativity in these different cycles that needs to be expended. But this plan is going to happen as more and more souls spiritually awaken and follow their own inner guidance and are open to the promptings from the spiritual teachers, who are definitely overshadowing or trying to our leaders to be more intelligent in decisions that they're making.
Very true. And Unarius allows each person to proceed at their own pace, which is a great gift in that many systems of teaching of spiritual truths, they try to make you into a cookie cutter type of version of what they're showing you. Unarius allows you to be who you are and keeps your mind free. And you unfold at your own pace, and there's plenty of help if you want it or need it. And that is a great, great thing in this day and age.
Yeah, it's not philosophies or religions. In fact, we don't have one person that's in charge of Unarius. Part of the terminology other people use for us is we're called a collective. Physically, Unarius is a nonprofit educational foundation, has been since 1956, and we have a formal board of directors, which we need to satisfy for the physical organization, but we know the true board of directors are these spiritual teachers, and we're learning to work together through, again, this inner guidance of our higher consciousness as a group. And I think that will be more of a pattern that will manifest out in civilization. But Ernest and Ruth Norman were very aware that this advanced science was not for everyone, and they did not try to push it like religions do. In fact, some people also don't understand as a nonprofit why we don't have a number of how many members we have. You know, the push, oh, we've got 10,000 more members, or we've got this many members. And we know that truly membership is your own inner connection to these higher worlds and these spiritual teachings. And it's not so important how many members we have, because we know that there are thousands, and there always have been thousands of students studying worldwide. Someone will contact us and we'll find out they've been a student for many, many years and obtained the books somehow, you know, other than directly through us. And the importance is where your consciousness is, your state of consciousness. And that is what we're trying to work on all the time, is to maintain a more positive state of consciousness, to carry that light and that love that we have received and so appreciate. And that's really what our anniversary celebration is all about.
Mm-hmm.
69 years of love and action, because the co-founders, Ernest and Ruth, demonstrated in their daily lives their understanding of these principles and how they interacted with the world and with other people. And love not in an emotional sense, but love in a universal understanding as a compassionate understanding. And that is what we are trying to exemplify in our lives as well. And so very much love and action is what our model is, and it's definitely our theme for Open House that we'll be celebrating this Saturday, March 18th, from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Pacific time. And a lot of people, of course, will not be able to attend where we are in El Cajon, California, at our world headquarters at the Unary's Academy of Science. But with modern technology, we're Zooming. So if you go to our Facebook page, the event is listed there, and you'll see a link to register via Zoom. So then you'll get the login credentials, and then shortly before we start at 1, you can log in and you can see live what we're going to be doing, and maybe Tracy can talk more about that.
Awesome. I put it on my Facebook pages, so it's reaching at least 6,000 people that way, and I will post
great.
It two more times in a few days again, and then right before the event and on the day of the event. And this way, just keep it out there in people's consciousness and remind them to explore and to participate.
So one of the things that's fantastic about the Open House, especially if you can be there in person, is the Unarius Center itself is absolutely beautiful inside. And it's filled with all sorts of, it looks like ancient Greece. There's statues, there's flowers, there's artwork all over the walls, there's futuristic displays. It's just beautiful, light-filled. One of the areas that is of particular interest is to be called the Star Center, and it's a long, skinny room, but it has murals wall-to-wall that depict ancient Atlantis at its zenith, and it's absolutely beautiful. So when people come or when they watch, because we'll try and pan as much as we can of the inside of the center, we have, and it follows different formats each time, but we will have the Unarius Corollaires thing and Angels Sing, and they're a wonderful demonstration of working in group consciousness and bringing through this healing energy through their voices of singing, which is wonderful. We'll also be able to watch some footage, historical footage that one student will put together, you know, kind of an overview of what Unarius is, you know, throughout the 69 years that we've been in existence. And we'll also see some costumes that Uriel wore, and some students will demonstrate that. And it's always just a taste of what Unarius is about, and to see all the creativity and all the love that Unarius has to share with the world and is there for everyone. One of the things I'm going to say that
did you mention that we'll have footage that's historical as well?
Yes.
Did you say that? Okay.
Yes. Yes, I did. But one of the things that is so spectacular about Unarius, going back to no limitations, is one of the questions that we're often asked is, well, how do I begin studying? You know, is there like a lesson course? Well, Celeste talked about the infinite concept of cosmic creation. But truly, everybody is invited to study Unarius at whatever level they feel pulled to pick up whatever book they feel pulled to, and to study at their own pace, because it's a self-healing science. And I had the opportunity a week or so ago with another student to be interviewed by two students at a university out of New York, the state of New York, I don't know which university it is, but out of New York State. One of the questions they asked is, well, what happens, you know, after this lifetime, and you know, what can you expect? How much further do you have to go along? Well, there is no ultimate state of nirvana. You just keep evolving and progressing, and we don't know. And as we've talked about, these space brothers who are constantly projecting healing energy stuff will tell us throughout the text that there is so much more beyond the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh dimension. And they've talked about they have a hard time in conceiving like the eighth, ninth, and tenth dimension. And they don't even want to begin to explain it to us because they're still trying to conceive what this is. So it's ongoing, never ending, no limitations. And, you know, we don't reach the end of a semester and, oh, well, we're done and we know as much as we need to know about that. There's always more to learn and grow and progress and be more creative and learn how to be more giving of self, which is what these brothers have learned how to do, is to work in, as Celeste mentioned a few minutes ago about us students working as a collective to help share what Unirius is and make it available to the world. Well, these space brothers, and that's a term that Uriel gave them, these brothers of light, they are working together and constantly projecting that love, healing energy to us, and they're learning how to work together as a collective. So it's a group consciousness thing that there is no such thing as a singular being, because we are energy beings, and whatever frequency we're oscillating with will regenerate with other frequencies that are similar, you know, similar. So it's something that we have tremendous ability to look forward to, is that, there is no ending. We can just continue to learn and grow. And those who choose not to, eventually will have to learn and grow to progress and to get out of whatever hellhole their life is at the moment. But there's hope for all of us, and there's a pathway that we can all learn and grow and be at peace with ourselves.
Wow, thank you so very much. Celeste, would you like to add anything to that?
Well, I wondered if you have any more questions for us, Hercules, because we've been rattling on and you have a different perspective, not being part of our inner nucleus, so to speak. So appreciate when you have questions for us.
Well, my training has been in the Hellenic or Mediterranean type of spiritual understandings. And one of the things that I found impressed me from the beginning when I first became aware of Unirius in the 1970s was that Unirius was a practice that was very ancient, and I recognized it from ancient Gnosticism and from the study of the archons and the aeons. Gnosis means divine and direct communication. And even the setting of outer space was used in antiquity. So I started paying attention. I read The Voice of Venus first. That was in one of my teacher's libraries, and I wasn't allowed to look at it until I got to a certain point. And then I saw what the organization was, so I went to my nearest metaphysical store and proceeded to purchase whatever I could find. And then copies of things would come my way. I think I've shared this with you, that at various points in my life, Unirius information would come to me. And when I was doing Unirius workshops, one-shots and some a little longer, the books would miraculously appear. So I was able to give them out to people. My dance with Unirius in this lifetime has been very slow. But it's been very enjoyable. My first contacts were in the 70s, and then they continued. And at a certain point when I began my my last phase, when I was experiencing the Orion aspects of my incarnational journey, that's when I started communicating and reviewing things and so forth. And I got to know everybody, and I've remained ever since. I haven't been to El Cajon, although I want to one day. I account Unirius a treasure in understanding ancient mysteries and modern mysteries. It definitely takes the theosophical understandings that were laid down by the Theosophical Society and others when this information started emerging from the underground again. And people started seeing that the things described by scholars were still going on in the here and now. Unirius is a stellar example of that activity. So to me, it was an affirmation that nothing has changed, that the celestials still care about us and that they're present in our world and that they will make themselves known through organizations like Unirius. And Unirius, even though it is a committee-led organization both here and beyond, has maintained its integrity in all the time that it has operated. And it, again, as I said before, delivers. So it doesn't make promises, mysterious promises that can't be kept or can't be understood. If you want to be a student of Unarius, there's nothing preventing you. The information is free, accessible, or very inexpensive to find. And the journey has been lifelong, and I have only scratched the surface of what the information you've preserved and that you freely share. So there's enough there to keep someone busy throughout this and many other incarnations. And the more I'm a part of it, the happier I feel. So I'm very grateful for that as well. And I wish I lived nearer to El Cajon so that I could attend. My schedule, unfortunately, is very busy, so I can't always attend by Zoom. But I am very happy that Unarius has been here for 69 years, and I look forward to 69 more, at least.
And then some.
Thank you.
Well, that is a key thing when you mentioned that, you know, ancient theosophy, et cetera, these more advanced beings have incarnated many times on this planet, and they brought the teachings to the people in a language that they could understand at the time. And of course, in many earlier societies, there wasn't science, so they taught more in philosophy and such. And so what's fantastic is that we had physics, so that then you can take the next step in understanding interdimensional physics, and then we can truly have the science to understand life by. But that is the integrity of Unarius, and it's integrity of any of us as students, that really what keeps Unarius going is these core principles that are truths and the demonstration of them continually. And then we make Unarius our own and make it true in our own life by demonstrating these principles in action. And the more that we do that, the more that we understand and we progress. And they are very advanced, you know, no doubt, but you begin somewhere. And when you say you feel like you've just scratched the surface, even though I've been a student for almost 4 years, I feel like I have just scratched the surface, that there is just so much more to understand. But there's a joy in the process instead of always wanting the end result. And I've learned to appreciate that.
I appreciate that as well. Thank you for sharing that. It did a lot for me to hear it.
And we do hope that someday you can come out and visit in person, particularly for our annual Interplanetary Conclave of Light in October. That's such a fantastic, uplifting event, and it would be wonderful for you to have and be able to attend any or visit any time of the year, but it'd be fantastic to have you attend in person at some point.
I would love that, and I was very thrilled when I met everybody in New York when you came to the expo. I really, really treasured that time I spent with everybody and got to know everybody a little better. And you weren't just disembodied voices on the telephone or on the podcast.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I hope you can make it out too.
So how can people find Unarius? I found Unarius, and again, I'm very grateful, and I'm very thrilled to have found it, and I benefit from it a great degree. How can other people who are listening to this and wondering how they can get involved beyond experiencing the 69th anniversary, where would you suggest they go first?
Check out Unarius has a Facebook page, a Instagram page. Check us out on our website. We have several websites, but the main one is unarius.org, unarius.org. We have ongoing classes on Sunday and Wednesday night that are streamed live. We recommend that you contact us beforehand and hopefully have, you know, familiarized yourself with Unarius before attending the ongoing classes and past life therapy. We also have, as Celeste mentioned several times, a Vimeo channel. We have a YouTube channel. We have DVDs, books, CDs, MP3s, MP4s that are available that have all the teachings that we've talked about and video shows that Unarius has produced over the years. Unarius also airs on several public access stations that you can watch Unarius. And feel free to email us at Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, at unarius.org, and ask any questions. And Celeste, did I leave anything out besides our events that everyone is welcome to attend? Oh, you can sign up for our e-news list and find out. And we don't bombard you with a ton of information, but we let you know when something's happening or something new is available.
The several public access stations that Unarius still airs on, obviously, if you don't live in Fairfax and New York City and San Bernardino, they do live stream their shows, and so you can go on the station's website at the time that they air, and you can watch them live streamed. When we came back to New York and did a workshop, we found there were a number of people that had been watching Unarius for years on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, the public access, and were particularly aware, I think you were in that audience, Hercules, particularly aware of the psychedrama. And the other new thing that we have is a podcast channel on Podbean, Pathway to Enlightenment. And it's just beginning, but we have several different interviews of longtime students talking about their own healing journeys, which it's always fascinating because everyone is unique, to see how they came to Unarius and what it's done for them and how their life has changed, because all of us have changed so much. That is the key to past life therapy, is the positive forward change that everyone who's sincere and wants to take responsibility for their lives can experience.
Oh, awesome.
And also you've done so many interviews too on different topics that anyone can access your website and your Facebook page and learn more about the Unarius different topics that, I mean, you've been interviewing us for years now, so there's a wealth of information on.
And
yes,
I'm
we
grateful
do
on
have
on your website as well, the links. Thank you.
Yeah,
we do have just in the process of going live with our new website, and up on the top banner, one of the links is podcast, and it differentiates between our new podcast and also your Unarian Revelations podcast. And I think for the last 4 years, we've got a specific link there for all of them, and they're on a variety of topics, which is really fantastic. There's a lot of information there for people to get a wonderful introduction to Unarius.
So that's almost 50 different shows that you've done.
Yes. I am going to, in the next few months, be talking to our local public access station. Before the pandemic, I presented them with several ideas that they were interested in, but then the pandemic happened, so none of them came to be. But now that things are moving again, I call them and requested a meeting. So one of the things I will inquire about is whether we can air Unarius on the public access station, and that will hit Bergen County, New Jersey, right across the river from New York City.
Oh, great.
Well, that'd be fantastic.
So I will let you know about that. And I also am starting to talk again. So I started putting Unarius material on the information table. So I'll be talking to you about that soon in the telephone conversation.
Okay.
Great.
Well, thank you so very much.
That is part of love in action, Hercules, to be open to let people know about Unarius. And then if they're ready, you know, and are interested and they've had that preconditioning, that's fantastic. And if someone's not interested, we have no issues with that, because everyone has their own paths that they're following. As you said, Unarius is not about trying to recruit people or push Unarius. That's not what we're about at all. So I think we really appreciated that, because we've all experienced that in our lifetime, and most of us didn't care for it at all.
Well, thank you for doing what you do. We're all grateful that you're doing it, and may very many people discover the riches that you have to offer and that you make so freely and generously available.
And
thank you
for having us on and being able to share Unarius. We really appreciate that.
My pleasure. And thanks to everybody who listened in, whether you're listening in now by telephone or by internet, or whether you'll be calling in later and experiencing the show on demand. Until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys and amazing adventures. And thanks again, Celeste and Tracy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.